Lovecraft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson, with Oscar Levant, Lou Bring and his orchestra and chorus, and our guest, William Bendix.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come along.
Folks, thank you. Folks, you ain't heard nothing yet. This is Al Jolson in the Old Craft Music Hall. And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're celebrating National Radio Week, the 25th anniversary of broadcasting. And I'll never forget the first time I was on the radio. It wasn't invented yet. A little later, in 1922, I sang on one of the first radio stations. A man in Chicago tuned me out in the middle of my song. The other day, that same man tuned in again and heard me singing. Turned to his wife and said, "This is the longest program I've ever heard." Now, if this man will stick with us, here's a tune and a goodie from Brigadoon.
What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling, swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling, swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love.
Tell me the truth. Did you like that song?
I was only listening to the words. I didn't hear the music.
How can you listen to words and not to music?
I can't do two things at once.
Oscar, what's the matter with you talking like that?
I got up on the wrong side of the bed this morning and I made an awful hole in the wall.
I wonder what Jose Turby is doing this winter. Well, I love that song. You know something? I'd like to fly back to New York and see Brigadoon again. How'd you like to go back with me?
I don't like to fly.
Why not?
My arms get tired.
I wonder what Ozea Turby is doing this week. You know, Oscar, it's silly of you not to like flying. This is the age of speed.
I know it. The airlines have figured out that if you take a plane from Los Angeles, you can get the Tanzibor Tibetan back in 14 hours.
Well, who wants to come back so fast from Tanzapur, Tibet?
You may as well. There's nothing to do there. Well,
maybe we can get this boy to take that trip.
To Tanzapur, Tibet?
Yeah.
But, Al, this modern age frightens me.
Why?
Everything's too mechanical.
How come?
This morning, my wife and I were pinned under the breakfast table for a half an hour while the automatic toaster threw rye bread at us.
Oscar, that's an exaggeration. A toaster couldn't have done it.
But it did. My daughter was loading it. Since she's been listening to Winchell, the house is an armed camp.
Well, look.
Master, your little daughter's got nothing to worry about. Winchell postponed the war for 10 years. He told me that.
I'm still worried about progress. I think they're overdoing it, putting the telephones in cars.
Oh, but I love that idea. The other day, a girl gave me the phone number of a convertible. But she said if a man answered, it was her husband's day to have the car. How do you like that?
Why can't they think of doing something practical, like putting a phone in a piano? Move to piano with
you.
Yeah. All right.
Oscar, a phone in your piano wouldn't be good. Even without it, you'd get wrong numbers. But look, I'm only kidding, Oscar. I never said a nasty thing in my life.
Except
tonight,
Pansy,
I want you
bet.
To play something pretty. Play something pretty, will you?
I don't like pretty music.
You don't?
I'll play something ugly. Then I can play it from the heart.
You got the line there. If you'll observe.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute.
Hey, that lull was deafening.
Yeah, go ahead.
If you'll observe closely, another lull is coming. You'll notice that I play this entire number using only the black and white keys.
Go ahead, play it.
I'll bet most of you mothers find that this is true. Just because the food budget is strained, the folks don't seem to be any less hungry for snacks. Well, here's what to do. Get a 2-pound loaf of Kraft's economical cheese food, Velveeta. You can let them spread or slice the golden Velveeta thick for sandwiches and snacks. Velveeta is digestible as milk itself. Helps supply high-quality complete protein and other important nutrients from milk. Velveeta's price is low. And when you have that 2-pound Velveeta loaf, it'll do double duty on money saving. You'll use smooth-melting Velveeta for thrifty main dishes, too. So remember, tomorrow, get economical Velveeta.
Oscar! Oscar!
Yeah?
Wait a minute, what are you doing?
I'm continuing the Grieg Concerto.
But I thought you finished it.
No! Grieg wrote it with a short pause for a Kraft announcement.
Oh, that's pretty, Oscar. I was married to that.
Which one?
Oscar, never mind which one. What is it you're playing?
It's a piece I used to play when I was trying to get a girl to kiss me.
Did it work?
Strange thing. Just as soon as I stopped playing, she got out of the mood. But I solved that.
How?
I'd keep on playing and have my brother kiss her.
Well, Oscar, look. Why don't you try my system? While I'm kissing my girl, I play one of my records.
After December 31st, you won't be able to do that unless you kiss Petrillo first. Unless you kiss Petrillo first.
Well, I better work fast, because Petrillo's pretty strong. The other day, he had a man in my garden organizing the hummingbird.
Al, will you sing this for me?
Oscar, are you serious? This is the first time you've asked me. Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, 'cause I only have eyes for you, dear. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky, 'cause I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're in our garden or on a crowded avenue. You are here, so am I. Maybe millions of people pass by, but they all disappear from you.
I got a surprise for you.
What?
I like that.
Thanks, Oscar. Now, noodle something else, will you?
Well, here's one that's probably before your time, but I doubt it.
Oh, that's great. I remember that well. I really do. Whene'er a cloud appears in the blue, remember somewhere the sun is shining, and so the right thing to do is make it shine for you. Oscar, Oscar, wait a minute, I think I'll do that next week.
Oh. What about this one, Al?
Oh, that's pretty. Say, that reminds me. I promised the folks I'd sing that, didn't I?
I, of course, replied,
something here inside cannot be denied. They said someday you'll find those who love are blind. When your heart's on fire, you must realize smoke gets in your eyes. So I chuffed and then I gave a laugh to think they would doubt my love. Yet today my love has blown away. I am without my love. Now, laughing friends, did I, tears I cannot hide. So I smile and say, when a lovely flame dies, smoke gets in your eyes.
Hey, Carpenter, yeah. don't that guy sing nice.
Oh, he certainly does, Mr. Bendix.
You know, I could stand here all day listening to Jolson sing. Down deep in my heart, he's taken the place of Hildegard.
Well, you know, Bill, I think Al would be very happy to hear you say that.
But I got something else to talk to him about. How's he fixed for dough?
Al?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know just how wealthy Al is, but, Bill, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
I understand if he stopped paying taxes for 1 year, they'd have to lay off the president.
Oh, this boy is loaded. Yeah, that's my man. Do you think he'd put some dough in a football team?
Oh, it's possible. Al likes to take a business gamble. After all, you know what they say. You can't take it with you.
Don't look like he's even going to leave.
Bill, why don't you come and speak to Al?
You think I should, huh?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Hey, Acer. Acer, I got a proposition for you, but first I got to ask you, do you like athletes?
Oh, of course I do, Bill. I admire athletes, especially girl swimmers. Really?
Mm-hmm.
I used to watch them swim every evening when I lived at the YWCA.
Jolson.
What?
How did you get in the YWCA?
I lied about my age.
Look, Al.
Yeah.
You know, we're both big radio stars, and we're supposed to be in the public eye, but you don't hear much about us.
Well, that's right. You see, you never read in the gossip columns about Al Jolson and Bill Bendix. I don't understand that.
Well, maybe that's because we ain't going together. Huh? But the thing I'm getting at, Acer, is that most of the big stars own some kind of athletic team. You know, Crosby and Hope, they got baseball teams.
Yeah.
Don Amici's got a football team. That's what we got to have, Jolson, a football team.
Oh, Bill, I don't play much anymore. Really, I don't.
You look well, but you don't have to play. Why, I got Killer Jones, Strangler, Uto, Butcher, Ronelli. I got the whole team except two guys.
Where are they?
They haven't been paroled yet. But...
Now, listen, Wilbur.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hire any gangsters to play on my football team.
But you don't have to pay them much salary. Between halves, you just turn them loose in the stand.
Wait a minute. Now, Bill, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just a moment. Just how much money do you expect me to put into this project?
$8 million.
$8 million mm-hmm. for a football team?
Oh, sure. We got to build a stadium.
But it doesn't cost $8 million to build a stadium.
Well, we gotta buy a university.
With these boys, we don't need to buy a university. Some dark night, they can go out to Westwood and swipe UCLA.
Well, look at the publicity we get when we play teams like the Los Angeles Dons, the Chicago Bears, and the Washington Redskins.
Washington Redskins?
Yeah.
I know the coach there, J. Parnell Thomas.
Al, you you'll have the greatest thrill of your life when you see our team run out on the field wearing their blue jerseys with a yellow streak down the back.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. A yellow streak down the back. What's the idea?
Well, that makes the other team overconfident.
Oh, I get it.
Al, will you invest, huh?
Now, Bill, wait a minute. You know the old saying, a fool and his money are soon parted.
Yeah, but this is taking longer than usual.
Before I rush into a thing like this, I got to know what experience you've had with athletics.
Experience?
Yeah, experience.
Well, I got my early training in baseball at Ebbets Field.
Wonderful place.
You know where Ebbets Field
yeah,
is
sure.
in Brooklyn. In 1924, out of 250 umpires that I aimed at, I hit 190 of them with Coke bottles.
You must have used a bottle with a bomb sight.
Yeah. I should be a good shot. I started when I was 2 years old.
Really?
I used to throw my formula.
You threw your formula.
But it never hurt the umpire. The way I threw it, the part with the nipple always hit him first.
But what I want to know is, were you ever on a team?
Was I ever on a
team?
Yeah,
were you ever on a team?
I was with the White Sox for years.
What'd you do?
Washed socks.
That makes you the original Bendix washer.
You got it.
Hey, Corny Jolson, listen. Bill, I don't think that's enough experience to run a football team.
You don't have.
What we need is someone to run the team that has brains. Someone who's really intelligent. Someone with a brilliant mind.
Sorry, I won't take the job.
Bill, in case you don't know, this is Oscar Levant.
Yeah, I know, but I'm afraid of a guy like him. He's always flexing his brains.
The trouble with Bendix, he comes from the wrong side of a one-track mind.
Al, is this guy insulting me?
Oscar insult you, you wouldn't hurt a fly. Unless it was smaller than he was.
How can you find one?
What's happening to me? Last year, Kieran and Fadiman. This year, Jolson and Bendix. Next year, Taft and Hartley.
The year after Abbott and Costello. Go right ahead, boys. Don't mind me.
No, but Asa, this intelligence stuff is out of my line. Isn't there anyone around here stupid enough for me to talk to?
Why, Bill, I've been talking to you.
So you have. I came over here to promote a football team. Ain't you guys got no college spirit?
I ain't. 90,000 people packed a Rose Bowl to see a football game. When I play in Hollywood Bowl, only 20,000.
But, Oscar, a football game is a contest. It has excitement and suspense. People don't know how it's going to come out.
I'll have you know when I play piano, nobody knows how it's going to come out, including me.
Now, wait a minute, fellas. Come on, come in with me on this team, huh?
I told you before, Bill, I don't want to mix up with any crooks.
But they're nice fellas. They only lock them up at night, they say.
Oscar, look, maybe we ought to go in with Bill, huh? What do you say?
I don't know. There's one thing that bothers me about Bendix. I think that at the age of 12, his mental development and his uncle were both arrested.
Now, that's the sweetest thing anybody ever said to me. Fellas, this is a real whiff and poof moment. So how's about joining me in the team's team song?
Sure, Bill. You start it, and we'll all join in.
I'll try.
Way behind old Sing Sing's walls live the Bendix bums. Every morn they leave their stalls armed with clubs and guns. If a neck they happen to wrench, no one seems to care. They're not placed upon a bench. They just get the chair.
Lose the game, tear limb from limb. Loud our praises tell.
They can win, but it don't matter. Cause they're still here.
You know, it's mighty important to conserve food these days. So here's a perfect way to conserve by sending leftovers back to the table for a return engagement that'll get applause. Serve leftover vegetables or chicken or ham or veal or seafood in a rich golden cheese sauce. You can make that sauce the easy way with Kraft smooth melting cheese food, Velveeta. Now here's all you do. Melt 1/2 pound of Velveeta in the top of your double boiler and then gradually stir in 1/4 cup of milk. And that easily you make rich-tasting, satin-smooth cheese sauce with Velveeta. And Velveeta adds to your leftovers not only wonderful flavor, but fine protein. Get economical Velveeta in the 2-pound loaf tomorrow for thrifty main dishes, for snacks, for sandwiches. These are days when Velveeta is especially helpful to every homemaker who's trying to plan good meals, nutritious meals, and stay within a budget.
Whenever I think back over the years on Broadway to those wonderful days of Big Boy, Wonder Bar, Honeymoon Express, I remember the kids who worked with me, some of the most wonderful youngsters in the world. There were many who became great in show business. There were many who got lost for one reason or the other, and I never knew what became of them. You've probably had the same experience. Where's that cute little girl who lived across the street? Or the little sweetheart whose books you carried home from school? Whatever happened to that sweet little thing who came to Hollywood seeking fame and fortune? I don't know if you feel like I do, but whenever I hear this song, my thoughts go back to them. Maybe yours will too.
I wonder what's become of Sally, that old girl of mine. The sun shines missing from our alley ever since the day Sally went away. No matter what she is, wherever she may be, if no one wants her now, send her back to me. I'll always welcome back my Sally, that old girl of mine.
I wonder what become of Sally, that old girl of mine. The sun shines missing from our alley ever since the day Sally went away.
No matter what she is, wherever she may be, if no one wants her now, please send her back to me. I'll always welcome back my Sally, that old girl.
Good night, everybody.
There's a great day coming next Thursday when Betty Hutton's going to whoop it up with Al Jolson, Oscar Levant, and Lou Bring and his orchestra and chorus. William Bendix appears through the courtesy of his own show, The Life of Riley, sponsored by Prell, and will soon be seen in the Paramount picture where...